Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and I want to welcome you back this morning on behalf of Independence Baptist Church. Last week, Pastor Reynolds started a message titled, Learning to Live by Faith. The text is in Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. Now, some of the major points covered last week were that living by faith does not come natural. Our natural minds lean toward fretting and worrying and losing hope in the situation. But God has laid out the method by which we can learn how to live by faith. You know, and Pastor Reynolds pointed out that we must rejoice in the Lord in all things. That's actually found in the first verse that we talked about, verse 4. And it's not only said once, it's said twice in that one verse. And we also talked about the fact that God is at hand. He is a God at hand. And that's kind of where we're going to be picking up this week. But before Pastor Reynolds starts, I'd like to read the text one more time. Again, that's in Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. Rejoice in the Lord alway, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Well, that's kind of where we're picking up today, is there in verse 5, where it says, the Lord is at hand. So let's listen in as Pastor Reynolds continues talking about learning to live by faith.
Where is the Lord? He's attached to me. He is attached to me. And He always will be. The Lord is at hand. Somebody would say, I think that God is a God in the heavens. What do you think? Is He? Well, sure He is. Is He? Where is God? Well, you know, He's somewhere way, way off up there, and He's got a big old throne up there in the sides of the north, and that's where He is. And He's sitting upon the circle of the earth and the inhabitants are as grasshoppers, right? Well, He is. You're looking at me like that's a trick question. That's Scripture. He is. But He is also at hand because He's an omnipotent God. And He's the kind of God who is different than any other God that ever was. And it's the God that sits upon the circle of the earth. It is the God that looks upon the inhabitants of the earth as grasshoppers. That's the God that is at hand to us. Now, when you're going through troubles, when you're going through difficulties, is it good to remember that? You think about it. Where is God? Well, He's at hand. He's right there. You're not alone. And I like that. Sometimes I feel alone. You ever feel dejected, rejected, and all alone? Well, you know you're not alone in that feeling. Because most everybody has. But the Bible says God is at hand. Read verse 4 again. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Now we have a reason to rejoice. We have a cause to rejoice in the things that we face every day, good or bad. We need to rejoice at all times. The Bible goes on there in verse 6, and He said, be careful for nothing. The word careful means not to be anxious or worried or overly concerned about it. Now, when He says here, be careful for nothing, He's not saying that we ought to be careless. He's not saying that we oughtn't to be concerned. But the word is anxious to the point of stress. That got real quiet. But here's what it says. And you read what it says before. And we're talking about learning to live by faith. Learning to live by faith. And as I said, it's not natural. It's not natural to the believer to live by faith. It's not natural. And it's not supernatural. It's spiritual. It's what it is. When the Bible says, be careful for nothing, that's not natural. Because in these natural bodies in which we live, we tend to be anxious and concerned about those things that are seemingly out of our control. And sometimes even those things that are in our control. But He says, be careful for nothing. I wonder how many things we're supposed to not be careful about or anxious about or worried about. I wonder how many things we're not supposed to be worried about. Let me read verse 6 again. The first part, it says, be careful for nothing. You think it means that? Do you think the Lord really meant that? If I just got back from the doctor and he gave me a bad report, don't you think that's a cause to be a little bit worried about it? And listen, you're looking at the world's greatest worrier. I mean, I've got a lot of practice. But the Bible said, be careful for nothing. And it says, rejoice evermore. The Bible said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. The Bible says, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. That's what it says. Now, all of those things are not natural. They're spiritual. And they're beyond us. But God puts things on us for a reason. But here's just some general instructions. Be careful for nothing. Whatever it is. Be careful for nothing at all. And here's what He says in verse 6. And all of us have cares and anxieties and all kinds of things that come upon us. We all do. And then God in verse 6 gives us actions, gives us a solution to the things that we need to do. And it is a way. God knows us. And it is a way that we might be able to rejoice. See, in verse 4, He says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Verse 6 explains to us how we can rejoice in the Lord always in the midst of whatever comes upon us. It's going to explain to us how we can. It's going to explain to us how we can let our moderation or our patience and our waiting upon the Lord known to all men. It's going to explain to us how that we can know that the Lord is at hand right there with us. And this verse 6 tells us this. It tells us how that we can be anxious or worried about nothing because we're trusting in the Lord. We're learning to live by faith. In verse 6, He said this, but. And that word but begins by explaining to us what we can do. And there are things that God wants us to do. There are things that God wants us to do that will give us comfort and give us peace in this world. He says, in everything. Now, you compare everything with nothing in verse 6. The Bible said, be careful for nothing. Then it says, but in everything. See the difference? So we're not supposed to be worried about anything because we have taken everything to the Lord. See? But in everything, whatever it is that troubles you, whatever it is. And He says, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now, you notice what it's saying here. In everything, everything. And then it's got some words. By prayer and supplication. Well, what is that? Well, prayer, simply means addressing God. That's what it means. It means talking to God. Communicating with God. That's what it means. So the Bible says, in everything by prayer, that is, in everything you talk to God. That's what He's saying. Okay? Now notice what He's not saying. Don't talk to your neighbor. You're not going to get any peace there. He said you need to talk to God about it. So don't talk to the experts. You're not going to find what you're looking for. You're not going to do that. Don't look for an escape. Don't look for an escape because you're not going to find one. The world is looking for an escape from their problems. But problems have a way of chasing you down. You can't get away from them. And they'll be back. But here's what you do. You bring them to God. Whatever it is, you just talk to the Lord about it. In everything, the way you can be careful about nothing is that you've brought everything to the Lord, every little thing to the Lord. And you let your moderation, your gentleness, and your patient waiting upon the Lord be known to all men, because the Lord God of the universe is at your hand. You don't have to go find Him because He's with you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. We need to believe it because He said it. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer. And then He says, supplication. Supplication indicates simply that we tell God what our problems are. We tell God what we're facing. We explain to God what it is all about. So this is the way. He gives us a method whereby we can address God with our concerns. But then He says something that I do not want to see. The next two words are words that gave me personally a lot of trouble because it said with thanksgiving. Now, I could understand some of the other. When it says, but in everything by prayer, that is addressing God, and by supplication is letting God know, but the thanksgiving part, that was for someone else. But here's the thing. This method that God has given will not work without the thanksgiving.
Well, in week one, we talked about rejoicing in everything and how God is at hand. And this week, we went into more detail about what it means for God to be at hand. And we learned that we shouldn't be anxious about things and that we should take our cares and our troubles to the Lord. But we also learned that when we go to the Lord, we need to be thankful, even in the bad things. When we go to Him in prayer, we need to be thankful for what He's done for us, and that we should be thankful for the situation that we're in. And that's a hard thing to do, you know, but we need to put our trust in Him, even in this, that He is in control, and we can trust Him no matter what. And I got to say, it's easy to say, not easy to do, but God has laid out in these chapters, in these verses, how it can be done. And we need to trust Him even in this thing that we don't understand. And trust that what He's outlined is what's right for us and that it will help us grow in Him. And as I mentioned last week, this message hit me right away and it helped me to see my need of learning to live by faith. And we still have two more messages to go, and I'm not going to cover all of Pastor Reynolds' message for him. So I'm going to have to go ahead and stop. But we do want to take a minute to invite you to join us for services this morning. We are located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri, and our phone number is 636-673-2180. Our services will be starting this morning at 10 a.m. with Sunday school and then worship services at 11. And this afternoon we'll be meeting for prayer at 4 o'clock and then worship services at 4:30. Well, our time for today is up, but we still have two more messages on this topic of learning to live by faith. So be sure and tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m.